Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Have you ever looked up at the night sky at night and wondered where all the stars went? If you live in a heavily populated area like Sacramento, I'm also from Los Angeles, chances are pretty good that light pollution is affecting your ability to enjoy the night sky. That is where the dark sky movement comes in. It's an effort started by astronomers to reduce light pollution around the globe, and it's being celebrated in Nevada County this month with a photo contest. Nevada County, the city of Nevada City, and of course Grass Valley and the Nevada County Arts Council, they're all working together and they have launched a Don't Be Afraid of the Dark photo contest as part of an initiative to encourage residents to limit light pollution and enjoy the natural beauty of the night sky. Joining us to talk about the initiative is Nevada County District 1 Supervisor Heidi Hall, and we also have Ariel Lovett, the county's project administrator. Welcome to you both. Good afternoon.
Hi, thank you, Vicky, for having us.
Heidi, I want to start with you. Explain the Dark Skies Initiative and why it's so important to Nevada County.
Well, thank you for asking. We are located in the Sierra Nevada foothills. Most of us, about 70% of us, live out in the rural area away from towns and cities, and we value our closeness to nature. So, for example, in my home, when I step outside at night, I can immediately see an infinite number of stars. I can hear the frogs from the pond down the way. And we have a northern saw-whet owl that's hooting at us every night right now, which is absolutely lovely. None of this would happen if there was so much light pollution that these ecosystems couldn't function and we couldn't see the stars that way. It's a big value for us here in the rural area. In addition, we've just adopted a climate resilience objective in the county. And this initiative, this contest is and effort to educate folks is aligned with that objective, which, of course, is to help us build more resilient communities out here in the rural areas and support and continue to build our healthier ecosystems. And that starts with education, which a photo contest is a great way to do.
Yeah, a lot of people don't necessarily think of light pollution when they think of pollution. We've had a conversation, I believe about a year ago, with the city of South Lake Tahoe and this push for, which is, I think, a growing movement, a dark skies movement. As it stands now, there's roughly 20 cities that are certified as a dark sky area. Nevada County, I believe, isn't one of them. What goes into getting that type of certification?
Thanks, Vicky. This is Ariel. Yeah, we recognize that, this national movement really about restoring and protecting the night sky, which is about protecting, you know, communities and our, ecosystems, wildlife, but also supporting health. It's also, as Supervisor Hall talked about, so important to what we value in our rural communities, both those of us that choose to live here as well as the many visitors that come to enjoy the natural beauty. So that certification is about elevating that. We are not on the path for certification right now, but recognize how much that contributes to, we see cities like Sedona that have led the way in that certification and really use that as a way to communicate what visitors can expect in terms of that natural beauty. So that's something that's really important here as well.
Yeah, it is striking when you're raised in a city like myself and you go camping or you go out to a rural area at night and you are just inundated in a striking, vibrant, and beautiful way with all of the stars and everything taking place in the night sky. And now you're going to capture it with photos. Ariel, how did this photo contest come about? Don't Be Afraid of the Dark.
Yeah, and I love the title of it. And I really want to, it was led by the town of Truckee. So it's very cool that this initiative is comprehensive of the three incorporated jurisdictions as well as the county. So it's truly a countywide, communitywide initiative. Truckee actually started it back in the time change in the fall, really, again, recognizing the value of this and wanting to find new ways to support people to really appreciate the night sky and understand that. So they began the education at that point. And then we all three came together to launch this photo contest aligned with Earth Day. So right now, all four jurisdictions have the contest open and participants can upload their photos starting now. I want to welcome folks regionally while the photos do need to be of Nevada County's Starry Skies. Folks from anywhere can enter the contest, which has three categories: professionals, amateurs or emerging artists, and also a youth category.
What's the deadline?
All of them will be closing by June 17th. And, you know, another really awesome partnership through this is the Nevada County Arts Council, which is hosting that submission gallery. And there's also an opportunity for the community to vote for a People's Choice Award. And then those winning photographs will be displayed in our city and county offices, as well as on that Nevada County Arts Council site and the Sierra Sun up in Truckee.
Do you have any tips for listeners, someone listening to this, and they're like, hey, I can do the short drive to Nevada County and I want to take advantage and enter?
Absolutely. I mean, we welcome Nevada County is a beautiful place to visit. And as Supervisor Hall was saying, you know, we really can see still the beautiful stars, the Milky Way. If you visit or, you know, search, enter into your Google search, Nevada County dark skies, photos are available. The details of the contest are available, and really welcome people to come up, watch those beautiful stars and enter into that contest.
Supervisor Hall, what excites you about this photo contest?
Well, we have some great photographers already here locally, so I know we're going to see some fantastic photos. But I also want to just comment that this is also such a great collaboration between all of the cities in our county and the county and our Arts Council, which is so critical to us promoting, you know, just providing arts and exposure to the arts. But it's also such a great way to educate and help inform people about hard things to grasp, which climate resilience sometimes can be. So it's just a really wonderful mesh of a government program that helps the community and the ecosystem with art as a way to get that message out.
And I know the
And I'd love to add on to that education piece. You know, we were out at the Earth Day Fest in Nevada City last week, and a teacher is bringing this to her classroom, bringing it into the schools and sharing that information about how birds use stars to navigate during migration, how, you know, important it is for predators to hunt, but also how important it is for humans. You know, brighter residential nighttime lighting is associated with reduced sleep times. And then there's also this important piece about cost savings, which is so important, you know, with energy costs. So much opportunity for win-win-win in this really fun and collaborative way.
When it comes to the requirements, obviously you got to take the photo in Nevada County. You don't have to be from the area, but it has to be within the county. But also, it's not just capturing the beautiful night sky without light pollution, but can't a photographer also capture the impact that lights can have on the night sky?
That would be a very interesting photo to see, wouldn't it? So I think we're really looking forward to seeing how people interpret this and what comes up, what we're going to end up looking at choosing.
Hmm. Also, if folks are interested, I want to mention that a no-cost dark skies photography experience will take place during May or June. So again, visit those websites, and we'll be some of those local photographers that Supervisor Hall mentioned will be sharing information, tips and tricks on how to capture vivid photographs of the night sky.
I know that this just launched and people have a little over a month to enter if they want to share photographs. But what kind of response have you received for having a photo contest like this?
We just launched this, right? And so but the Truckee just launched it, I think, and we're launching it now. So I haven't heard anybody call in yet or ask me questions, but we have a very active photography community up here. So I know we're going to have a big response. And the fact that you're helping us get the word out here on the radio, hopefully we'll have some other folks come up and take advantage of the gorgeous weather and beautiful outdoors we have up here and take the opportunity to take photos while they're here visiting.
To give a photographer a leg up, maybe if they're not from the area, are there parts of Nevada County you would recommend people head to take a photo of the night sky?
Anywhere outside of the cities. Obviously, we have meadows, we have forests with areas in between. There's our beautiful South Yuba River. You could stand on the bridge and look up and you get incredible photo there. You know, we want you to stop in the towns when you're done and have a drink or some food or take a look at some of the other photos that people have put up for in our art organizations.
Yeah, I love the South Yuba River. And then, of course, stopping by Nevada City or Grass Valley. They are charming foothill communities. Supervisor Hall, I mean, this is just such a cool way to bring outdoor recreation together with arts education. Are there more projects like this coming down the pipeline?
Well, we have lots of projects coming down with outdoor recreation. That's another topic we could spend a lot of time on. We have incredible new programs to build trails, to help with the health and safety of our river, to protect our meadows. And, you know, who knows, we could do photo contests or something like that for every one of these. So we're pretty innovative and creative here. And I want to credit the staff and the cities and the Arts Council for coming up with this idea. We do a pretty good job up here. And I can't wait to see the photos that come out of this one.
Yeah, Ariel, you're part of that too. I'm going to leave the last word to you. Do you think about the night sky differently than when you started?
You know, I do. And I grew up here and I've always loved it. But this initiative actually made me appreciate it even more and have more intentionality about kind of some of those pieces of information I shared earlier, as well as what I can do. You know, we think, oh, we have solar, maybe we'll just leave the light on a little longer. But really, you know, those pieces that all of us can do, turn off our lights by 10 p.m., you know, turn off our interior lights when we're not using them. And really encourage your listeners to spread the word and also learn about dark sky friendly exterior lighting. I mean, I think often our neighbors appreciate it. And really just that piece about take that time to get out there in the night, look up and take a breath and experience the beauty that we live in.
Well, on that note, Heidi and Ariel, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Vicki.
Thanks, Vicki.
Heidi Hall is the District 1 Supervisor for Nevada County, and Ariel Lovett is the county's project administrator. We've been talking about a new photo contest. It is called Don't Be Afraid of the Dark, and it aims to capture the beauty of the dark sky and raise awareness about the impact of light pollution. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also send us an email, insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.